Deuteronomy 31, look if you will, verse 8. The Bible said, "And the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee, he will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed." I want you to look at two words in that verse, and that those two words are fear not. Fear not. About 60 times in your Bible, you find God saying to man, fear not. Fear not. Sometimes he says it to an individual. The first time you'll find it in the Bible is in Genesis 15:1. He was talking to Abram, the friend of God, and he told Abram as an individual, fear not. Fear not. The last time you'll find it, it's in the Word of God. It's in Revelation chapter 1, verse 17. And he spoke it to John the Revelator, and he told John, fear not. Fear not. And sometimes he says it to a group. Sometimes it's given to a nation, as it was here in our text. This is the nation of Israel. They were at the last chance. They were about to cross over into the promised land and about to go over there. And Moses was instructing them. And one of the things he told them was, don't be afraid. You said, why does God have to repeat it so much? Because we're often fearful people. We get afraid of things. It's easy for us to become afraid. It's easy, the things that happen and cause fear to come upon us. Some people fall apart in fear. Others present a real tough exterior. But the truth of the matter is fear can and will and does come to all of us. I don't know about you. When I was a kid, I was afraid of a lot of things. A lot of things. I tried not to show it. But, you know, I'm better now at not letting you know. As a human, there are some things out there that cause fear to fall upon me if I'm not careful. I don't watch it. And truth be told, let's face it. We're living in pretty fearful days, if you will, from the human perspective. We see what's going on in the world, and I've seen things take place in my lifetime. I thought, if you'd have told me this 50 years ago, I said, you got to be kidding. That will never take place. But it has. I mean, to think we live in a day where folks actually argue that there are more than two genders. And not only do they argue it, but the idea that there are more seems to be the one that's gaining sway. And then we see the crowd that believes you can choose your gender. Hey, you can pick that. That's a little bit of a frightful thought, if you will, all right? Then we're in the midst of a political campaign. And we've got folks on each side that telling us, hey, one candidate's going to destroy democracy if they're elected. If you listen to all the campaign ads, boy, it'd scare you half to death if you believed them all. Hey, but besides that, there are all kinds of fears. They even given them names. They're phobias. There's, you know, special names for them. Acrophobia. Triskaidekaphobia. Arachnophobia. Snakeophobia. That's my name, all right? Snakeophobia. I'm usually not afraid of snakes if they're dead. But, you know, hey, we've got all kinds of phobias. If we were to go through the crowd tonight and ask, we could find people afraid of all kinds of things. Some would make sense to us, and others we'd look at and we'd be kind. We would not say, are you nuts? But we might think it. We'd say, really? You're afraid of that? But people are afraid of all kinds of things. But I'm here to remind you, as a child of God, fear not. Fear not. As a child of God, you might say, well, preacher, how can you do that? You've already given us all those things to be afraid of. And now you're telling us to fear not. Well, God says God says, first of all, to fear not. And we ought to trust him. We ought to trust him. Now, I'm talking to you as one Christian to another, okay? I'll be honest with you, if you're here tonight, you've never trusted Christ as your personal Savior, you do not know if you were to die, you'd go to heaven, you ought to be afraid. Amen. You ought to tremble in fear that you might die before this service were to end. So, preacher, don't worry about that. I'm young. I've buried a lot of young people. Preached a lot of funerals for young people. If you've never been saved, you ought to be afraid, all right? You ought to fear some things. But let me say up front, what I'm going to preach to you tonight is if you're born again, if you're a child of God, if you know that you belong to Him, if you're His obedient child, you don't need to fear some things. You say, well, how do you know? Because of what that verse just said. Were you listening? Look at verse 8 again. And the Lord, first thing, He it is that doth go before thee. What a blessing. If you're following, He's leading. He's leading. That means wherever you might go, He's already been there. He's already climbed that hill. He's already crossed that valley. He's already been through whatever you might go through. He's already broken the trail, if you will. He's cleared the way. We don't have to worry about it. He's taken care of it. He's checked out the dangerous spots along the way. And you know what? He's warned us to avoid them. He's been there. He's been there. What a wonderful thing to know that. Hey, He goes before us. He goes before us. When I was a kid, we used to, wasn't so much a kid, I was a younger person though. We used to go hunting. And we hunted down in the southeast Texas in what's now the Big Thicket. And you can't hunt there now, but I did before they got that going. And boy, we'd go down there and we were hunting squirrels. We were hunting with a squirrel dog. And that dog would always bark, never close. He was always way off out yonder somewhere. And man, we're hooking it through the woods, you know, doing what you're not supposed to do with a shotgun. We're running, all right? Or a .22 with that gun, and we're running, and we're going through briars and everything else. Boy, I tell you, I wish I'd have had the good sense then to follow my brother. Let him get the briars. Let him go through that. Hey, well, I tell you what, we can fear not tonight because He's already been where we're going to go if we're following Him. You don't need the fear because He it is that doth go before thee. He's broken the trail. He's been there, all right? What a blessing that is to know. But look at the second thing in that same verse. Not only He it is that doth go before thee, He will be with thee. Well, isn't that a wonderful thought? You say, well, He said He'd go before us. Yeah, but when you go, He's going to be with you. He's going to be with you. We've got a song in our songbook. I love it. It says, never alone. The chorus says, He promised never to leave me, never to leave me alone. Boy, I like that thought. I like that thought. Hey, what's that mean? Well, in the dark, you're not alone. In the light, we don't usually worry about it too much, but in the light, we're not alone. In the storm, we're not alone. In the calm, we're not alone. In the hustle and bustle of life, we're not alone. In the humdrum, dreary days, those boring days, we're not alone. He'll be with you. If you're on the mountain or you're in the valley, He'll be with you. When life seems at its best or when it's at its worst, He'll be with you. Hey, when the doctor comes along and says, guess what? There's no problems. We've searched and everything looks good. He'll be with you. The truth of the matter is it's those other days when the doctor comes in and says, got bad news. Got bad news. He'll be with you. He'll be with you. He will be there. I think of it this way, at the hospital, there at the nursery, when that newborn one is coming into the world, you get to see him for the first time, and you look, and you say, you sure that's mine? Well, you look and you see that young one that first time, or maybe many of you hear your grandparents, you see that, you rejoice how good it is to know He's with you. But boy, by the same token, He's with you there at the cemetery. He's with you when you're standing there beside that grave. And you're fixing to bury a loved one. You're fixing to, bury that mom or that dad. Some of you here have had the experience of burying a child. Some of you here have experienced what it is to bury a grandchild. Boy, isn't it good to know he'll be there with you. Many of your testimonies been there. He's there. Look with me, think with me over in Psalm 138. Psalm 138, there's just a few verses I want to read to you. What a blessing it is to know. Hey, not only has he led the way, but he will be there when you go through the valley, all right? When you go through that valley, Psalm 139, verse 8 says, if I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. Say, preacher, what are you saying? I'm saying, fear not. Fear not. Why not? Because he it is that doth go with thee. Why not? Because he'll be with you. Then you go back to Deuteronomy chapter 31. Look again at verse 8. Look at what it says after those two things. It says, he will not fail thee. He will not fail thee. Used to be an evangelist. He's gone on to heaven. His name was Tommy Stone. Tommy Stone played, he courted the piano, and he sang some unusual songs. And one of the songs he sang contained the lines, don't let nothing get a hold of me today, Lord, that you and me together can't handle. What a marvelous thought. You know what? He won't. He won't, because he'll never fail you. He will never fail thee. If he will not fail thee, what does that mean? It means he'll be whatever you need him to be. Whatever you need him to be. One of these days you're going to find you need a protector. He'll be there. He'll be the protector. He'll be the one to step up for you and say, don't worry, I'll take care of this. I'll protect you through this. Maybe the day's going to come, you're going to get into some problems. He'll be the defender that you need. Why? Because he'll never fail thee. Never fail thee. Maybe it'll be the guide. You're going to get to that point in life and you can say, I don't really know what to do. Well, you let him guide you. He'll never fail you. He'll never fail you. You ever been with somebody and they gave you directions and after you got where you were going, you weren't where you wanted to be? Well, I don't know about you, but I'm glad the Lord's not like that. You say, man, we've got a GPS. Yeah, I've had one of those too. And it took me where I didn't want to be. And when I got there, I didn't know where I was. It wasn't where I'd planned to go. It wasn't where I wanted to go. But I'll tell you what, he said, I'll never fail you. I'll be the guide you need in life. I'll take care of you. I won't fail you. One of these days, you're going to go through a problem. You're going to need a comforter. You're going to need somebody to come along and hold you up and lift you up. You're going to need that comforter. Let me tell you something. He'll never fail you. He'll never fail you. He'll always be able to do that for you. He'll do that. One of these days, you're going to get in trouble. Say, I wish I had some help. Good news. You do. He'll help you. He'll help you in that time of trouble. He'll never fail you. And he will take care of you. You need an encourager? He'll encourage you. He'll encourage you. Remember reading in the Bible where the Bible said David encouraged himself? I believe the Lord was involved in that. The Lord was involved in that. We sometimes find ourselves in a mess and we need somebody to come along and encourage us. And maybe you feel like, well, who can I call? Well, get on your knees. He'll encourage you. He'll never fail you. You name it. He will not fail thee. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying fear not. Fear not. Hey, it looks bad. Fear not. He'll never fail thee. He'll never fail thee. Going back to that verse, one more thing. Neither forsake thee. Neither forsake thee. Not going to ask you, anybody here ever messed up as a Christian? Because if you didn't raise your hand, you'd be a liar. Man, we've messed up. We've failed our Lord. Isn't it a good thing, though, he never forsake you? He didn't say, well, you had your chance. He doesn't forsake you. So many today seem to believe that he's forsaken them. I've talked to people, and their idea is, well, the Lord, he doesn't hear me when I pray. He doesn't listen, but they're wrong. Maybe things did not go as they had planned. Things did not go as they had prayed and they had hoped for. And then they get to thinking, well, God forsook me. No, he didn't. Hey, sometimes you and I don't know how to pray. And we pray for things that we don't need. God's got a much better plan for us. So when you get things and they don't happen the way you think it ought to, don't decide, well, God's forsaken me. No, he hadn't. He said, I'll never forsake thee. I just won't forsake thee. Now, you may have failed the Lord, but he's not forsaken you. But many times people do, and because of their sin, they do believe that God has forsaken them. Good news, friend, he hasn't. Hey, I can stand here tonight and tell you, in the midst of all the hubbub and the mess that's going on in our world tonight, you don't need to fear. You don't need to fear. You, as a child of God, you don't have anything to fear. Why? Because he's promised, all right, it's he that goes with us. It is he that'll be with you, all right? He'll go before you. He'll be with you. He'll never fail you. He'll never forsake you. And lastly, my friend, he's still in control. He is still in control. Man, look with me, if you will, two passages of Scripture. One in the Old Testament, the book of Daniel chapter 4. So if you have your Bible, Daniel chapter 4, all right? Daniel chapter 4, if you will. Get that in one hand, and then I want you to go to Matthew chapter 10. Matthew chapter 10 in the New Testament. Matthew chapter 10, Daniel chapter 4. And we're going to look in Matthew chapter 10 first. And I said, the Lord's still in control. You said, how much in control is he? Just think about these words of our Lord in Matthew 10, verse 29, where he said to us, are not two sparrows sold for a farthing? And one of them shall not fall on the ground without your Father. But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear ye not, therefore, ye are of more value than many sparrows. Now listen, if we've got a God that knows when the sparrow falls, if we've got a God that numbers and knows the number of hair on your head, now some of you've got an easier job than others, okay? But hey, if he knows that, don't you think he's in control of things? He's on top of it. He knows what's going on. He's there. Then we go back to the book of Daniel chapter 4. We were here this morning in our Sunday school class. In verse 25, about two-thirds of the way through this verse, the Lord's talking to Nebuchadnezzar, and he says this, till thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men and giveth it to whomsoever he will. I'm going to tell you something, that hasn't changed since the day of Daniel. You say, well, that was 2,500 years ago. I don't care if it's 5,500 years ago. God's still in control. He knows what's going on. He's got things under control. He's still on the throne. He's in absolute control. And since he's my Father, I'm not going to be afraid. I'm going to tell you this, when I was a kid, I told you I feared things, but I was never afraid when I was with my dad. Now, my dad was a giant, about 5'9". But to me, he was a giant. I mean, if I was with him, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter who you were, what you were, or what you wanted. I didn't worry if I was with Dad. I'm going to tell you, I got a heavenly Father that rules in the affairs of men. And I say to you tonight as a child of God, fear not. Fear not. Man, some people are wringing their hands over the election. Look, I think you ought to vote, but whoever wins or whoever loses, I'm not counting on them to save this thing. I'm trusting God to do it. I'm not afraid of what's going to take place. Just ask you tonight, what's scaring you? What's scaring you? I want to invite you, would you bring your worries, your cares, and your concerns to Him? Would you just bring them to Him? Leave them with the Lord. Trust Him to take care of you. Trust Him to take care of you. I've had numerous bouts with kidney stones. Every time I'm going through one of those exciting times, I always tell the doctor we're fixing to go maybe into surgery and he's going to blast them, you know, or whatever. I always tell him, now, Doc, I'm counting on you to do your part. But I'm really counting on God to take care of it. I'm counting on Him. Hey, bring your worries, your concerns. You may be burdened tonight. You may be burdened tonight. If so, I hope the songs have helped you and encouraged you. But maybe you've got some burdens. Maybe you've got some worries. You've got some cares. Hey, what you need to do is bring them to the Lord. Bring them to the Lord. We're going to have an invitation time. We're going to invite you to come. We're going to invite you to come, maybe kneel here at these front steps and give that worry, that concern to the Lord. If you're like me, I cannot kneel. My knees are messed up, but I can come sit on that front row. I can sit right there and I can do business with God. Hey, listen, you got worries, you got cares, you got concerns, things have been bothering you. Would you just bring them to Him and say, Lord, here they are. You said you'd go with me. You said you'd never leave me. You said you'd never forsake me. You said you would, go before me. Lord, I'm just trusting in you at what you said, and I'm going to take you at your word. I'm giving them to you. Would you do that tonight? Would you just come to Him and say, Lord, here they are. Here they are. Would you stand, please, with every head bowed and every eye closed this evening? Every head bowed and every eye closed. As the pianist comes and song leader comes, we'll have a verse or two of invitation. But listen, you say, well, I'm a visitor here. We're glad you're here. We won't think ill of you if you use the altar. As a matter of fact, we're in favor of that. It's here. It'll be a blessing. It'll help to you. Hey, we're to come. We're to give thanks to God. Would you do it tonight? Our Heavenly Father, I pray now you'd just speak to hearts. Lord, just simple message from the Word of God. But Lord, you promised us. You've told us, fear not. But Lord, we're human. Sometimes we're afraid. Lord, would you help us tonight to come, bring those worries, bring those cares, and give them to you. Lord, help us tonight, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. We sing tonight, page 401, Only Trust Him. Only trust Him. The altar's here. If you need to come, would you come tonight? Would you come while we sing this verse? Come ahead. Sing. There's mercy with the Lord. And He will surely give you rest. Trusting in